With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump is suing the IRS and the Treasury Department for $10 billion. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
The lawsuit accuses the two federal agencies of a failure to prevent a leak of the president's tax information to news outlets between 2018 and 2020. It alleges that the leak of confidential tax records caused reputational and financial harm and public embarrassment. In 2024, a former IRS contractor was sentenced to 5 years in prison for leaking the tax information. The lawsuit puts Donald Trump in the unusual position of suing government agencies that are part of the executive branch, which he leads. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Some good news for Americans.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report life expectancy rose to 79 years in 2024. The increase is due not only to the easing of the COVID-19 pandemic, but also to declining death rates from heart disease, cancer, and drug overdoses, some of the nation's top killers. Preliminary statistics suggest a continued improvement in 2025. Life expectancy is an estimate of the average number of years a baby born in a given year might expect to live, based on death rates at that time. It's also a fundamental measure of a population's health.
Correspondent Marcela Sanchez. A bomb cyclone, that's what brought all that heavy snow to parts of the Carolinas yesterday. Treacherous road conditions. Charlotte, North Carolina got about a foot. They don't get that very often. The State Highway Patrol says it had more than 700 traffic accidents yesterday alone. Satellite images reveal activity at two Iranian nuclear sites, suggesting Tehran may be obscuring its efforts to salvage any materials remaining there. This is SRN News. The federal agency in charge of enforcing workplace anti-discrimination laws has vowed to rescind its own guidance on how to guard against harassment at work. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission's new Republican majority voted to rescind the Biden-era document because it promotes transgenderism. EEOC Chairman Andrea Lucas says, quote, "It is neither harassment nor discrimination for a business to draw distinctions between the sexes in providing single-sex bathrooms or other similar facilities." President Trump has issued an executive order declaring that there are only two immutable sexes, male and female. An unexpected side effect of the recent protests in Iran is that the government has eased its persecution of Christians. According to a report from International Christian Concern, the Islamic leadership is so busy trying to quell the general uprising that it doesn't have the manpower to go after believers as aggressively. ICC warns that this will probably be a temporary situation. This is SRN News. The 150th annual Westminster Dog Show is underway in New York.
President Donald Sturz says it's got a storied history.
There was a small group of gentlemen who had some sporting breeds who got together at the Westminster Hotel in 1876. The Westminster Hotel was down on 16th Street in Irving Place. They were kind of comparing their dogs and telling tall tales.
He says the following year they put together a dog show called Gilmore's Gardens with about 1,200 dogs.
It was a huge success.
Top dog at the Westminster Dog Show will be crowned February 3rd at Madison Square Garden. Julie Walker, New York.
Today is Sunday, February the 1st. It is the 32nd day of 2026. On this date in history, 1865, abolitionist John Rock became the first black lawyer admitted to the bar of the U.S. Supreme Court. On this date in 2003, Space Shuttle Columbia broke apart on reentry, killing its crew. This is SRN News.